Okay. We've got a lot of response out of that, magazines.
I mean, we like it that you're using outside. That's the point of this grant.
That point of this grant.
And we do recognize
and those that are the expensive ones.
That local publications still draw people because the Oregon Coast Today goes up and down the coast. Mm-hmm. So people pick those up from other areas.
Sure. Well, they can pick them up online now,
right,
too.
And people wanting to visit check the news times out. So
there are people that travel from one jazz festival to another.
And that's a lot of our people.
Just like the guys in their quilts.
It's the same thing.
How much is the request for?
Oh, $6,600. Catherine transmitted this electronically to Nicole. She didn't put that cover sheet on. Mm-hmm. So it's on the first paragraph.
It's on the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm. And last year we spent a little over $13,000 in advertising.
This year, what do you estimate you're going to spend in advertising?
Well, we think it's going to jump a couple three, but we put 18. We don't know until we get into it. You know, we got to redesign everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be more graphic design work. And anyway, that's our case.
Would anybody like to?
I think it's a great festival. I move that we go to 6,600.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That's very generous, and we appreciate your support. So this isn't going to council meeting like next Tuesday, it's the following
February 3rd.
Oh, good. Okay, then. Catherine thought it was going to be next Tuesday, so
no.
February 3rd. She can go. Thank you so much, folks.
Yep.
We appreciate
it. Thank you, Holly.
Oyster Cloister, Betsy's not here.
Okay. All right. So the next one is for the Oyster Cloister Festival.
Now, I thought this was to help organizations that are just getting started.
Well,
this one has been going for a long time.
That's true. But so is the Jazz Festival. I know they changed the name now, so I don't know if there's a.
How does lodging look for the Cloister Festival?
None.
I don't see whether
it's not locally
bad. Yeah. And this is next November.
You know, that's
and I'm a little uncomfortable using the rest of the funds from this fiscal year for an event that's in the next fiscal year, and I think that
we could ask them.
Using a little quick math and probably an inflated average rate for the city, their 60 total room nights might at $100 a night, which is probably high for an average rate for Newport, would bring in $6,000 on a $3,500 investment, which doesn't seem. Yeah. And I think that's probably optimistic considering I don't really know of anyone that's gotten room nights ever from Oyster Cloister. And I know, I mean, I usually work it every year in our little Georgie's booth the last few years, and I recognize at least 90% of the people.
It's mostly a local event.
I don't think it generates overnight stays. Maybe, I don't know, there might be a few of the wine vendors or something, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But
they do say that they're going to.
They're going to
package some
more
stuff.
They want to get more outside people.
When I read this, here's what my thoughts are. That first of all, I don't see anything here that says advertising. I see printing and I see promotional material, but I don't see advertising or marketing.
Yeah.
And I would recommend to them that they come back after the fiscal year.
With their advertising also and marketing plan.
Inclusive with their advertising and marketing plan, want to know where it's going to go and how much you're spending on it.
Yeah, I agree with Thorna. That's what we did. That's what we asked of the.
To kill the people, they didn't
I wish it could have been a little. I can't read that. What she gave me, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it was a little. But I studied it, so I think. But yeah, that would be my.
Okay.
I'll just send her an email. Does that sound okay?
Need a motion about that or?
No.
Okay.
So I'm going to reapply in July.
With a marketing plan.
With a marketing plan.
Yeah. Okay, so we have presentations from Oregon Coast Visitors Association and Travel Oregon. So that's it. There you are.
So, hi, I'm Betsy with Media America. We are the publishers of the
annual Travel Oregon visitor guide, and I brought some samples here. I'm hoping that most of you are familiar with the publication. So, I work for Media America. We publish Oregon Business Magazine. We publish Oregon Home Magazine. Okay. We've had a partnership with Travel Oregon for 10 years where we've been doing their visitor guides, and most recently we've been creating a lot of content for their website and e-newsletters. So that's one of the things that I'm involved with. I've been working with Media America for about 4 years. My process for meeting with clients is super consultative, meaning I want you to know everything that you need to know about the marketing channel, specifically Travel Oregon in this case, and share some of the numbers, answer questions, give some anecdotal information about how it works for other advertisers, whatever, however it works for you when you consider going into guides or large magazines. So I also want to say I'm also here to talk about the Oregon Coast Visitors Association visitor guide. So I'm going to maybe go back and forth a little bit between the two. This is a media sheet that has more of the statistics and numbers and circulation which you guys can have and hang on to. So I will say this. Travel Oregon produces this guide annually. They produce 300,000 copies of the guide. It's distributed nationally throughout the United States by request on TravelOregon.com or the Travel Oregon 800 number. In a year, about 62,000 copies are mailed direct to homes, and then about 202,000 copies are available to Oregonians coming through the state and at welcome centers and visitor centers. And then outside Oregon, there's another 36,000 that might be on the Washington ferries or other unique places, AAA offices, et cetera. So the guide is broken up into the seven regions. There's a whole region dedicated to the Oregon coast. The first 40 pages of the publication really are talking about the entire Oregon asset, from outdoor recreation to food, history, and heritage. And then, of course, there are those individual regional sections where I'm inviting destinations, attractions, and lodging properties to place their advertising message. So that's the print. We can get anyone into this guide for a 12 page is 1,090 on up to a full page from the print. I also work on web, traveloregon.com. I have display ads, formatted text ads that can be placed on the website in multiple locations, so I can put an ad on the Oregon Coast landing page when the new website launches in February this year. There's a page for ghost towns. So if you feel like, you know, your visitors align with that kind of content, ghost towns or covered bridges or lighthouses or wineries, we can actually align advertising messages with specific visitor interests. I work on the Travel Oregon e-newsletters in terms of including advertising, formatted ads, banner ads, and there's an online interactive magazine that Travel Oregon produces, and that comes out seasonally, spring, summer, fall, and winter, and there are ad placements there. I submitted to Nicole just some samples of what a good, better, best program would look like. Not that I felt like I knew anything about your budgets or marketing plans, but just enough so that you could see, and I have some additional copies here, but it looks like you guys are good. You could see what would a $3,000 or $4,000 spend look like? What would that get us in print and online? What would a $5,000 spend look like? So I try to just kind of share what would be possible across these multiple channels, print and online. If you wanted to do any of this a la carte, if that's what really resonated with your marketing strategy, you know, we could look at it that way. But it's definitely a consultative, collaborative planning about what parts of these assets do you like and what would you like to do. So then that moves me to the Oregon Coast topic, if that's all right with you guys. I'll move on. So the Oregon Coast Visitor Guides, the Oregon Coast Visitor Association is our client. They have been using the Mile by Mile Guide as their fulfillment piece for about 12 years. Sorry about that.
So what that meant was when visitors were requesting information from the Oregon Coast Visitor Association, they would mail them a copy of the mile-by-mile guide to those inquiries. And so they also supplied those to Travel Oregon. So if folks were going to Travel Oregon and looking for information, they'd get the mile-by-mile guide, or the coast, they'd get the mile-by-mile guide. About a year ago, the Oregon Coast Visitors Association went through a rebranding with Travel Oregon and Wieden Kennedy. And they received the tagline, thepeoplescoast.com, and a new website manifested out of this growth, visittheoregoncoast.com. A great marketing campaign where it showed and really promoted that the beaches are public, full-page ads that they placed into Sunset Magazine, and just basically an overall strategy to go forward. So what they've decided to do is to, with that marketing strategy and this new branding, is to have their own visitor guide, much like Travel Portland has a visitor guide or Central Oregon has a visitor guide. So they put out an RFP. We responded to that RFP. We're working on this Oregon Coast Visitor Guide, which will publish in March this year. It'll be 100,000 copies. It'll be approximately 68 pages, so if the Travel Oregon Guide that you guys have been looking through is 160, you can imagine that the Coast Guide will be a third of that size. It'll be similar in that it'll have great photography, fantastic editorial. There'll be a front of book section like Travel Oregon that talks about the entire coastline. Then it'll break into a North Coast section, a Central Coast section, and a South Coast section. It's primarily photography, editorial, itinerary, and we've selected a local expert for each region who will then call out, you've got to do this hiking trail, you need to go to this art gallery. So advertisers who come into the guide will be either aligned with their regional section, or if they're half page or larger, they can go towards the front of the book, because we're saving that front of the book for those dramatic photos and that kind of intro. So the circulation for this, again, 100,000 copies. Historically, when they were sending out the mile-by-mile guide, about 38,000 copies were direct mail to visitor inquiries. Washington, California, Nevada, Canada, even Oregonians were requesting this guide so that they could plan their vacations. The peoplescoast.com website, I also have advertising positions available on city pages or the interest pages, like what to do, where to stay. And again, it's a consultative process. If you want just to buy a print ad, that's pretty straightforward. If you're interested in doing some online, we sort of talk about the specific place in the site that might be best for you. And I did a similar exercise where I created sort of a good, better, best, what you could do if you were doing some print and some web, if it was a sixth page or if it was a third page. And again, I have color copies if anyone is interested. And I would love to answer any questions that anyone might have about either of these channels. More than anything, my goal with clients is to let them know what's available to the best of my ability and just respond to, you know, your marketing needs as you plan them out for your organization. Questions, anybody?
Somebody must have some.
Is the back page still available?
No, the back page is sold for the visitor guide currently. I have the premium position that I still have available would be probably like a opposite table of contents page. The same talent that works on the Travel Oregon Visitor Guide will be producing this guide, so the same art director, the same editor will be doing the work on that. So with the Travel Oregon Visitor Guide, my deadline to reserve space is February 10th. And for the Oregon Coast Visitor Guide, we're closing ad space on the 30th of this month. They will both publish, the Coast Guide will publish in March, the Travel Oregon Guide will publish in April. We bill when they publish. With some folks that are on fiscal year cycles, if it's better to get a July 1 invoice, we can do that. We don't want anyone to miss participation just because they're on a different planning cycle, and because we do the other magazines that we do, we have the cash flow and the ability just to, you know, stretch that out and make that work for our partners.
When we go international or even domestic trade shows, when we partner with Travel Oregon, they pre-send a number of these pieces, and then the reps in the international countries have boxes of these on hand, so when they go to their appointments, they take all of the regional guides to the product managers and tour operators and media, so they're a lot more broadly distributed than just somebody randomly picking them up.
Have we advertised in this before?
I think we have. I think we advertised in Travel Oregon a couple of years ago.
Okay, but we don't have anything in here.
Don't have anything in here current. There's a lot of Newport Lodging in here, but nothing that just Newport specific. And then this one, again, it's a new opportunity because it's now the official guide of the Oregon Coast Visitor Association.
So, Laura, do you think we should be in these?
Yeah, I think that we need to have presence because of how many requests ACWA gets, the leads, to send out leads for the whole coast. I think if I had to choose one over the other, I'd choose this one, merely because sometimes you get a little bit lost in this one. It's nice, and there are a lot of businesses that are already supporting the Oregon coast in here. But
I agree with you on that, Lorna, and one of the reasons is I'm pulling up a document right now, and I'm happy to send it to you. For example, I've got some statistics on who gets, you guys won't be able to see this, but I'm going to share this with you, who actually gets the guide when we mail it to them. So again, 38,000 are getting mailed, and from the state of Oregon alone, for example, 9,000 Oregonians wanted to have this guide, and with the Travel Oregon guide, 8,000 mm-hmm. Oregonians. So it yeah. kind of changes. So in a way, this is getting it almost in some cases it mirrors some of Travel Oregon's circulation. Mm-hmm. But when they're in the Coast Guide, they're not thinking about Central Oregon. They're not thinking about Portland. So this is, I would say, closer to the sale. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're right. I mean, I would love to have you in Travel Oregon. If I were to recommend a space in Travel Oregon, I would do what like Lincoln City is doing, mm-hmm. as an example. A 6-page invitation, and it's in the Coast section. So they do a 6-page horizontal that just says, you know, here's the great, you know, the editorial and the photos are there, but it's just an invitation from Lincoln City. Come visit us as mm-hmm. you're considering the coast. But you wouldn't necessarily need to do, you know, much larger than that in the Travel Oregon Guide. Mm-hmm. But the Oregon Coast Guide, I really think that for you guys to showcase what you have here among the coastline would be great. We'd love to have you there.
And the deadline for this is January the?
January
30. That work if you don't go to the 3rd.
And with deadlines, my favorite thing is deadlines are made to be broken. There's always a 7-day wiggle, you know, if you guys are spanning some kind of...
If we approve this, it would have to go before Carrie's along the 3rd, I think.
Right.
If it were over $5,000.
Yeah.
What do you guys... What do you guys
think?
What's that? Yeah, full page, 2,900.
Yeah. 2,900 full page? Mm-hmm. I think that's... money smartly spent.
Would that be the opposite general contacts page, or?
I would look into that. I would find out on that. I need to double check and make sure that's still available. So
we'd love a premium if.
Well, you know what? You guys could go far forward in the magazine. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what I mean is, so here is like an example of an opposite table of contents, mm-hmm. right there. But here we are just getting into this section of outdoors, snow sports, whatever. You guys could go easily far forward without a premium, you know, mm-hmm. position. So for $2,900, I would get you front of book as opposed to you know, being in the Central Cove section. Of course, if you wanted to be in the Central Cove section, by all means, you could be there. If you want to be far forward, we can make you far forward.
It might be a nice opportunity for us to have a full page and then maybe just a list of events, yearly events that occur month by month.
These rates are so inexpensive. You could do an extra third page with your
calendar of events.
With your calendar of events.
Did you see this one?
Third page, vertical of the page. So this is a really noisy ad, but for some reason I like showing it to people. This Visit Baker ad here, this third page, which, like, when you said calendar events, this is kind of what
that
came.
Makes my eyes go.
Well, it does, but you can see how much information you can get in here. And I was showing this to Fran at Marine Discovery Tours today. It's like, it's almost like it's, you know, more than one ad. So it's Baker here, and it's, you know, some of their attractions there. So, you know, there's lots of things that you could do. With the peoplescoast.com website, the one anecdotal story I want to tell you is that John Rawl from Seaside Visitors Bureau had told me before he even invested in the site, he said that the site was the best referral traffic, the most high quality referral traffic that he gets in his out ether world search and ad placements. They stay longer, low bounce rate, most of them are new, things of that nature. So he was already doing well just being an asset of the Oregon Coast and getting that referral traffic. So he has actually beefed that up a little bit by placing a formatted text ad on a what to do page of the Oregon Coast website. It's about 2 inches by 2 inches. It links to his website. He's feeling pretty good about having that little extra bump. There's a lot about Seaside on the site already. There's a lot about Newport on the site, but he added that. So as a DMO, that might be something that you would want to consider. And I think I maybe listed a position similar to that on one of these sheets. The what to do formatted ad, I just threw it down there on your first sheet, the 1.5K option, so that you could see that it's $510 per quarter. So that's a 3-month flight. So that would be like April, May, June. So if you wanted it April, May, June, July, August, September, you would just, you know, double that rate. On the 5K option, for example, I show, which is a full page, I show 9 months of that what to do landing page formatted text ad, and 3 months on the home page as a full banner, just as a here's what this looks like. And because you are OCPA members, actually you get 15% off of the rate of the full page. So
do the website something you can jump in at any time?
Anytime, yeah. Yep.
It's not something that has to go along with this.
So your full page rate, actually, that $2,900 is actually $2,465 for you.
Okay, let's talk about one at a time because I'm really confused. What we're talking. Okay, so let's talk about
this.
Yes, so let's talk OCPA. Do we have any proposals on the table for OCPA?
I like the idea of a full page.
And the discounted rate would be $2,465.
$2,465 for a full page. Official visitor guide is for the Oregon Coast, we blow through so many of those at the office too. People just pick them up.
So is there a motion for this one?
Yes, I would move that we go with a full page ad in the Oregon Coast visitor guide.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
I was thinking
about something.
So
we have to go before council on the
yeah.
third?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't. We
no,
don't.
Because it's, no,
it's under 5,000.
Right? Perfect. Mm-hmm.
And you can just forward me the.
Wonderful. The agreement. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And we'll work with you on artwork and things of that nature. Do you have any interest in the Travel Oregon visitor guide in terms of the 6-page suggestion of being in the coast section?
Go ahead.
Sure. So the coast section opens up with the map photography. It goes into itinerary talking about the different cities, Coos Bay to Reedsport, Florence to Lincoln City, et cetera. And so basically what I was suggesting is possibly a 6-page ad to just kind of bookmark your destination among the editorial. And that would go for $2,200.
Is Lincoln City, Cannon Beach, Reedsport, and Seaside?
Everybody's in there except for us.
Yeah. I think we probably should do it.
You said a sixth of a page?
That's a suggestion, yeah.
That's the same size that Lincoln City
has. That's what Lincoln City has, yes.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So is there we have to make a motion on that. Is that right? Okay, so would somebody like to do that?
I move we purchase a 6-page ad in Travel Oregon.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Will?
Aye.
And the price was
well,
what again?
$2,200. Very much. If anyone would like me to share more information about the website, how that's working for other partners, if that's something that you guys want to look at another time of the year, I'd love to know when you want to hear from me again on those types of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any value-added options for those purchases, like our website, printed anywhere in the editorial, discovernewport.com? Some of the publications that we've gone in have given us like 3 or 6 spots just randomly in the publication.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry to say that right now. I don't. It's pretty straightforward. Partially because the inventory is so limited and the demand is so high.
Okay. So. And how do you choose pictures?
We love royalty-free photos.
We have some.
We would love to have them.
Okay.
We would love to have them.
If you send me an email.
You bet.
On your specs, I can send you some photos for you to consider.
Yeah, we like to keep a photo library, and you know we use them as needed. So you bet.
Cool.
Well, listen, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it very much being able to meet with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
We just paid $500 to get some
photo
library expanded, so we have some more options. So
yeah, ACFA would love to have those photos. They could use them on their website, Travel Oregon, we'll use them as they can. So, thank you.
Cool.
Just send me those agreements, Betsy, and we'll work from there.
Okay. Fabulosity. Newbie considerations on-site advertising services. Frankly, I can't stand these kind of billboards, but that's just my...
she called last week and then sent an email, and it's this one billboard in Portland, a brand new one. It's on McLaughlin Boulevard, and they have 10 seconds, and then there's 6 different images. And they had some availability, I think, in January and February, and it was like... they wanted to discount it to $1,500 a month, but I don't think that they realized that they talked to me and then they talked to Bobby about the Seafood and Wine Festival and they wanted $2,500 a month. So. And I said, you know, we usually go dark in the months of January and February, so maybe just send your information in and the committee at least will be on their radar and then we can look at that. I don't know if it's something you guys...
What do you guys think?
I'd like to drive by it first.
Yeah. I have the color version too.
Yeah. The color one?
Yeah.
I think they're dangerous. Because I'll be like, now what did I just see? What was that?
You have to see. It's. Yeah.
Well, it obviously works. Any further, do we need to make a motion or anything, or just table it?
I think we can table it.
Okay. Because Randy's here, and...
I
just put Angela on there because
she's not here.
But so. She's not here, so don't worry about it.
And in regards to Oregon Coast Magazine, we probably won't...
Yeah, I've had about 3 or 4 phone calls in the last 2 weeks about what are we going
to
do.
So are we going to decide not to move forward with them?
Well, since we spent all our money on these publications, I would think that...
Is it for magazine ad or is it for the mile-to-mile
guide? It's the mile-by-mile guide.
So I'd say we're kind of doing that with this. We'll try this year.
Try this year.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. We can't do them all.
Yep.
And I think his circulation is going to take a hit. And I think one of the reasons that we go in the official publications is because people are requesting them and they're fulfilling those leads. And that's just, if I had to make a decision for the chamber, I'd make it that way, just saying that, you know, I'm going to go with this year and see how it goes.
I'll just tell her, if she calls again, we'll go with that.
That you have to tell him no.
Well, Lorna tells him no mostly. But I mean, if she calls, just say you decide not to move forward.
Okay. And they always call me.
And then I say, call Lorna.
They call me. And I'm like, and
like I can change your mind from between
the games. Really? Are they true? Is that true? Okay. So, Randy, we're talking about your TV.
I had emailed Lorna, and Lorna had emailed you because you were going to come back to us with production costs.
Yeah, and I did that right after we met.
Right after we met, it was $1,000 or under.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that.
Before I forget, you asked a question of Betsy about complimentary website placement and stuff like that. If you're not already on our website as far as a listing under all the chambers and organizations, I'll make sure it's on there with a link. So.
That would be great.
That won't cost anything. I think it's beneficial to have that cross promotion going on. So. Mm-hmm. I reprinted.
You can come to the table if you want.
I reprinted what I had brought last time, and I also put it on calendar so you can see how it might look.
Oh, awesome! Oh, great. Thank you.
As you remember, the strategy that we kind of suggested, and this is kind of a working strategy based on my knowledge of tourism. And I have to say, too, this is very nostalgic because I've sat at the same exact table doing exactly what you guys are doing. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. Although there was a lot more groups asking for money at Corvallis at one point, and it was really getting hard to decide who should have money because a lot of these groups had nothing to do with tourism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
They were using it for payroll and everything else.
I created my new organization.
That's why we asked him to break it out, because we get that it's like, really, what really is marketing?
And Corvallis, too, has a stipulation that you need to market at least 50 miles outside of town. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your stipulation is on that, but I think several of these festivals that were here today should be marketing outside of Lincoln County, because I've never even heard of them.
Yeah.
I live in Corvallis.
Might hit them up. That would be good.
Well, I mean, it'd be great if they could complement your marketing.
Yeah.
They could even use the same template that you might possibly be using to insert some of the information.
That might be a good thing for us in the future, too, as we have them coming to us, just giving them a calendar of what we have going so that they can take advantage of those.
I mean, they're going to have to start from scratch. Pretty much on a lot of issues, and if they could tie in with yours, then it makes your marketing work harder on theirs as well. So.
Yeah.
Is this chair supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. It's kind of cool.
Inner ear problem there for a minute.
Just lean back, stretch our yoga back.
Could use this on the plane. But the strategy that we had talked about last time was, you know, promoting the strengths of tourism. You know, the restaurants, the hotel rooms, retail as well as recreation, and all the activities that are going on around Newport.
And you said you had adequate footage to.
We have a lot of footage, but I was interested to hear more about the photos that you have too, because if you already are using a certain amount of photos that are recognizable, that are identifiable with your websites, it would be good to include them in some capacity in a commercial element too, so that you complement that. Mm-hmm. Anytime that you can keep that image and that brand moving laterally together, it works better. Okay. Just like buying, for example, if you were buying a radio group of stations, you wouldn't want to buy every one of them. You just buy one or two of them and work that message together. Mm-hmm. Same principle. We want to encourage you to have your marketing work as hard as possible and as efficient as possible. My goal is to make sure many, many, many people see this and feel motivated to come down to Newport. So I make plans to come down to Newport. We come down to Newport frequently, and you know, we know what the excitement is here, but you know, people in Cottage Grove may not. People in Florence probably don't necessarily come up here, but you know, Junction City and Harrisburg and Albany and Lebanon and Sweet Home and Corvallis, of course. And, but what I did is I reprinted the commercial plans that I put together last time. I had three options last time, but I put a fourth option on there just so you could see what it might look like too. It includes a lot of prime and a lot of news and a lot of our syndicated programming. We just came through a rating period, and you know, our programming is skewing heavily female daytime and very strong viewership too. So I think that you can get a lot of efficiency when you buy programming that reaches the demographics that can come down and shop during the week, mm-hmm. as well as make plans to come down for the weekends. And you know, option one would reach 719,000 adults 25 to 64. Of that, 504,000 are women 25 to 64. 794,000 households. And it just goes up from there. I mean, option two is 1,028,000 adults. Option three is 1,421,000, mm-hmm. and option four would be 2,433,000.
Five 30-second commercials using existing footage.
Yes, yes. And with that option four too, I would include you with website. I'll already put the liner on there, mm-hmm. but I would put a banner and link on there, as well as put you on our 9+ news ticker. That's our second channel that we have available, that we put Discover Newport logo up, and we could put information at the bottom of the screen. It would run mm-hmm. for 24 hours at a time, and I do that a minimum of 4 days mm-hmm. during the month that we're on, or the time that we're on. And might be good to promote, you can't really do image with a ticker, but you could do events and things like that mm-hmm. that might be coming up.
So what is your, I don't even know if you can get the statistic, but I mean, are the viewers watching the commercials? Is there any kind of like information about that?
Well, what we have is viewership listings from Nielsen.
Okay.
And
so they're viewing the television shows, but
correct.
I mean, some people do that DVR.
True, that is very true, and that has right. been something that comes up frequently. And mm-hmm. what happens with DVR, they're true. There are a lot of people that do skip commercials, but you do see part of the commercials.
That's true.
With a DVR, the quality is so good. How many times do you forget to skip the commercials when you're watching?
Because all the time.
Yes.
Like, then I'll get about 3/4 of the way
through. And someone will be like, why are you fast-forwarding commercials?
But also it adds people to the universe of people watching mm-hmm. television. And on average, an evening program might add 1,000 viewers because they didn't watch it live. They're mm-hmm. watching it.
So even though they'll have it recorded.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And people don't record news, and people don't record Rachel Ray. They don't record The View.
I record Rachel Ray.
As much as they would a primetime program yeah. of their favorite. So you get a mix of viewership. So I mean, we're pretty confident.
And this could be wrong, but Lorna, you can probably speak to this better than I would. I just feel like with radio or with television, you have to do a lot of commercials mm-hmm. for the message to
resonate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know what you were thinking.
I wouldn't even think about
it. Well,
at
the last meeting, you guys motioned to move forward with the $5,000
yeah.
package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then find out what the cost was on the promotion.
So it's $1,000 or...
Well, that was for a minimum of 5 commercials. I might even be able to do 6. I mean, we could mm-hmm. possibly do one that just has information about events, too, that was in context of your mm-hmm. your message. Now, was that for a certain amount of time? Because I mean, I originally proposed these as a monthly package.
Did we? Oh. I don't know if we did. I don't think we ever got around to the length of time that we wanted to do them. Is it?
Oh, and I wanted to
show you. What time of year? What were we thinking?
We were thinking in the spring. We did
yeah, April,
because,
May?
Because we had April, May, and June where we're going to be in CBS, and then we have the UGA Weekly that we're doing.
Right.
So, Randy, those are monthly
too.
Prices, right?
Well, for this schedule, it's 5,000, yes, for 5,015.
So if I want to do 2 months, it'd be 10,000 miles, is that true? Mm-hmm. I might pick option number three.
That's how I would...
is that how you should interpret it?
You can do it that way, or you can do it as a month. I mean, with this amount of frequency, it's going to stir the pot pretty quickly.
Okay. I got that one.
Oh, did I give you that one again? I'm sorry, I didn't mean
yeah,
to do that.
Sorry.
I meant to give you the calendar. I mean, yeah, the calendar.
Okay, I got that.
You just did it for a month.
Okay, so this is option one. And we had already talked about option three.
I think having it frequently and and over a length of time is better for us, like the April and May period, trying to drive business into June.
Yeah, because those are dead months.
Because we have the billboards going up in April and May, and it always creates such a stir, but if we carry that message out, it keeps the visual that we've got up for those 3 months top of mind, too. I think it's a really good compliment to...
Right, I think that's what we talked about.
Yeah.
Do you do direct mail campaign as well?
No. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that because we get email and phone messages, and we send out pieces from the office.
Okay. At that same time, that the April-May time period, actually late March through early June, the ORCCA, the Oregon Coast Advertising Association that promotes the hotels, is on also at that same time.
Okay, cool. So that.
And then they're on again in July and August.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good too. Yeah.
So, what did we do before? We already moved to accept the...
Accept the option three, find out what the production costs were. So I was just
thinking, I don't think June would be a bad idea either.
Like maybe a three-month gig?
I didn't have a chance to really study the numbers.
Things don't kick in until July, really.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, June
and it would also be,
month.
June would be a good month to get people thinking about summer, too, though. Maybe get them booking earlier than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the last several years it's been a lot slower getting going, too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't kick off on July 5th.
Well, last year was a terrible year as far as the weather. It didn't get warm until
August.
It went right back into winter.
I agree with you. I think that's because we've got the billboards
up
in summer. We've got the billboards up
in summer. Yeah, it's summer right now.
So what I'm hearing is April, May, and June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be a $15,000
plus the $1,000 for production.
So only $1,000 once for the production.
Right.
Okay. So $16,000. Mm-hmm. And does that pretty much take care of our budget?
No.
We saw not even close.
Darn it.
Came over here. Well, let's go to $10,000 for 17 months.
So I wish we had something ready for you to go. I tried to get you around the Academy Awards at the end of February because that has 40,000. I mean, there's a 40 rating and that's about 200,000 people watching.
Wow.
A great place to be.
Well, I would move that we go with the April, May, and June option number three programming with the production cost included at $16,000.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I love it.
Okay. It will have to go before council on February 3rd because it's over 5,000.
Can you send me the contracts and agreements to forward to the council?
Sure. Actually, I can do is I can just send this specific one here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we don't usually do contracts. it's a good faith agreement usually. But since
whatever you're going to need from us, I have to send to council.
Well, gotcha. When they had it was on the council docket.
Did you need any more of these? Are there any other members that might need these?
If you email this to me with just the one broken out, I can put all this into the packet.
Their question was is. Okay, no, is this a good area to go? And I'm like, yeah, but we're not just doing the billboard, so we have other programs in place that's complementing it, and council will really support it.
All right, thank you,
Randy. Well, thank you. If you have any questions, too, let me know. I mean, I've been around for a while doing lots of fun marketing.
Yeah. All right, you might have to use your brain.
You might know my brother, Pat.